Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, July 18th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 110 days until the presidential election. The fastest 3 hours on the internet starts now. Although, we're going to be beyond 3 hours, as we're going to be doing live coverage into the night, myself and the InfoWars crew of the RNC, and Donald Trump speaking tonight, his first major speech since the assassination attempt, which of course brings me to that. There is new information that I can bring you today on the assassination attempt, but I think it really just affirms the bigger story that there's a cover-up going on, and it would seem that there was some prior knowledge, not just of the shooter a couple hours before the shooting happened, but prior knowledge well in advance that this individual or somebody was going to try to assassinate Trump on that day. And there's some developing evidence of that. But I think more importantly, there's more evidence that shows the security lapses that are now, if they weren't already, so egregious. Again, criminal negligence is the least case scenario here. The worst case scenario is there was an intentional stand down. And you've got people that are so scared of being called conspiracy theorists. And let's be clear, obviously we're not afraid of that here. I'm going where the truth leads me. Some people are even upset because I'm not following these other rabbit trails or these other conspiracy theories. And so they think it's like now you're not being honest or you're not covering. No, I'm going where the truth leads. But now you have members of Congress, mainstream media, and they're all kind of saying the same thing. Like, well, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist. I don't want to insinuate that this was done intentionally. But it's like you're one page away. It's like you flip that next page. And then what? It was an intentional stand down. They did want Donald Trump dead. Is that really so far-fetched from everything we've seen them do to him in the last 8 years? Now, we're going to be having an individual on today who's been doing his own investigative research, John Cullen. He has been getting millions of views for his research that he's been doing, that he's been publishing on his social media accounts, and he believes that there was a second shooter on the water tower. I don't believe that. I believe I've disproven that with my coverage on Tuesday and Wednesday. But I'm not getting any answers from the FBI. I'm not getting any answers from the Secret Service. We're getting misinformation. We're getting these little drips. We have more questions than answers. So I'm willing to hear other people's opinions. I'm willing to be open-minded and hear people out that believe there was a second shooter on the water tower, even if I don't believe that. But there are things that we do know as of today, and then there are some other things that are now the water is being muddied where we previously thought it was clear. So we're going to be covering all of this in the first hour, and then the guest. We have some election news with a big guest as well, dealing with just the election. And then, of course, there's Biden. He gets COVID, but it's a really strange thing. So he's out. He's out at these events yesterday and all week, and then he's out in an event again afterwards. He's not wearing a mask. They claim he has COVID. He's leaning in to kiss random strangers at events. Does he really have COVID? Is it a fake to remove him? Is it a fake for him to have a redemption arc? It's like, oh, Trump just survived an assassination attempt. Well, what do we do? Oh, I know. Let's say Joe Biden survived COVID, yeah. Does that sound so far-fetched? It might not when you hear what they're saying on MSNBC. So we got all of that and more. We're just loaded today as usual. It's the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get into day 6 of the assassination cover-up on the other side of this break.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
All right, there's still so much swirling. We're on day six of the assassination attempt cover-up. And that's what's going on here, folks. It's a cover-up. Of what? Well, that's what we're getting into. That's what we're trying to find out. But there's obviously a cover-up going on. Just the fact that they're not having any press conferences is the most obvious tell of all. But now there's more information that's coming out. And then there's conflicting information that's coming out. And so the story is changing every day. The story should never change. Now, I'm not saying that I trust if the FBI or the Secret Service had a joint press conference or something and they gave us all this information that I would inherently trust it anyway. But, I mean, we could sit there and analyze it and see what's real and what's not or what we believe and what we don't believe. At least we'd have an official story. The official story on this deal just keeps changing. It just changes every day. We've got a new story about why the roof wasn't covered. We've got a new story about how he got access to the roof, or I guess now they're saying they don't know how he got access to the roof. He didn't have a ladder, even though he went to Home Depot to purchase a ladder. So what is going on here? First, there was he had a truck with explosives in it. Then it was he drove a Hyundai Sonata. So that didn't work with the ladder. So then they say, oh, wait, no, he didn't have a ladder. So things are changing constantly. But I'll tell you what, let's just dive into this with all the video clips. And again, just try to make sense of what we have. The new story is that they didn't have protection on that roof because they had agents in the building on the second story. Okay. So obviously the slope thing was BS. And then they tried to blame it on the local police, and the local police said, nope, that's BS. We were just told to handle traffic. Okay, so that fell apart. So now they're saying, oh, well, we didn't have that roof because we had people on the second story of the building. So let me show you what they're saying here, and you guys can dot cam this for me. Here's the building, and it's all these kind of different warehouse buildings connected. But you could say it's the same building. You could say it's the building next door. That one works too, the one you guys have on the screen. So keep that on the screen, and then you can give the stock cam either way. In fact, actually put the one on the screen up first because that kind of ties into the ladder. So originally we were told that he put the ladder on that little storage unit to climb onto that awning, and then he scaled the roof, crossed over at that little hallway situation, and then eventually got onto the roof where he took the shots. And then the 12-foot ladder that was placed on the roof of the hallway, the connector of the two buildings, was a SWAT ladder that they used to climb the roof after the event. So the original thing was, no, he used this ladder. He just purchased at Home Depot to scale up the building. Now they're saying that there was no ladder. So how did he get on the building then? And I guess before we get into this second story deal, They're now also saying that he had his rifle broken down in his backpack. Well, remember, they shared a picture of a bike that had a backpack sitting next to it. They said it was his bike. So was that the backpack that he had his rifle in? If so, why did he leave it there with his bike? And then was that when he was walking around? Where does his bag end up? That could be it on the roof. So he's walking on the roof with his bag. He takes the parts out of his bag, assembles them on the roof, and then crawls into position. Now, it looks like with the new timeline, this process took at least 20 minutes, and Secret Service knew he was on the roof for at least 20 minutes. Now, they're saying the reason why the shot took so long is because Secret Service could not see him. But okay, this brings us to the window. So they're saying, okay, they lied about the slope. Then they lied about local law enforcement. And now they're saying, oh, we didn't have that roof covered because we had people in the building on the second story, and that was supposed to be enough. Well, where were those people? Here is a window of the second story of the building they claim to have people in. So, I mean, right there in the sight line. I mean, right there when he crawled over here, right there when he crawled over here, right here when he's putting his rifle together with that window. Or there's also this window where they could have seen him, maybe not as good of a view. And then there's also windows over here where they probably could have seen him as well. Again, the angle might have been tougher, but without a doubt, this window. So what were the agents doing? If they were in there, if it was their duty to cover that rooftop, what were they doing when this was going on for 20 minutes? Now, you could argue, well, maybe they weren't on that window, and maybe they were at these windows over here, and maybe it was just such a tough angle they couldn't see. Okay, they had 20 minutes. You're telling me they couldn't have gone from the location of this window right here to this window? They're telling me they couldn't go from there to there in 20 minutes? They couldn't figure that out? 20 minutes knowing he was on the roof and they couldn't go from there to there, if that's their excuse? Or maybe they were at the window over here, or maybe they were at the window over here, and 20 minutes goes by? They couldn't get that figured out? What were they doing then? If they were in there and it was their job to cover the roof, what were they doing? Now, this could clear, because if you look at the angles of the shots that the Secret Service on the rooftops behind Trump had to take to get him, okay, they had a tough sight line. They had a tree in the way. Couldn't get a good shot. Couldn't get a good view. Maybe this is why they were kind of looking over there and they just couldn't see him because of the tree, and he was crouched down and there was a slope that he was behind. So maybe Secret Service really couldn't see him and they were really looking over there. Where was the other unit? Where was the unit on the second story of the building, which we're told was the case now? Where were they? At least 20 minutes of knowledge that they had, not to mention a direct sight line of the shooter up there assembling a gun. Up there assembling a gun. So is this yet another lie that is eventually going to be changed again? Were there agents in the second story? What were they doing? And how did the shooter get on the roof now that we're being told there was no ladder? But again, here's another view. This is where the shooter was. Here's all your windows facing the rally. You're telling me in 20 minutes they couldn't look to their left and see that? Or they couldn't move to this window over here and see that? 20 minutes. 20 minutes. Here it is again. Shooter here, window here, 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 and here. So what's the story going to be on that deal? Is this one going to change again? What were the agents doing that were supposed to be covering that? Now, I'll tell you what, because we do have the timeline here. So now we know at least an hour before, and it's when they took that photo that everybody's seen, kind of from above. Probably a worthy question of where did that photo come from? Where did the photo of the shooter come from, where it's from above, and you can kind of see a side profile and his long hair and the upper half of his shirt, that they had an hour before the assassination attempt? Where did that photo come from? That was an hour. He was identified as a person of interest, and they had that photo. Then later, they had him with a rangefinder. So already a person of interest. Then he has a rangefinder. Then he's spotted on the roof 20 minutes before he fires the first shot, and Secret Service was made aware of it. 20 minutes before he fires the first shot. Where does the stand down happen? Was the stand down at 5:10? Was the stand down at 5:30? Was the stand down at 5:52 when he was on the roof? Why was he allowed to do all of this? Where was Secret Service? Where was the unit that was supposed to be manning the second story of the building? Folks, an hour, this guy's walking around. Never gets confronted by law enforcement. Now, we've got Kim Cheadle getting confronted multiple times at the RNC, and we have some developments on that. But, you know, maybe it's worth doing this. There's another video. It's clip number 5. And, guys, I forgot to send you the timestamps, and you might need a minute to do this. I want to slow this down because this is probably the closest camera that we have to Trump's actual location. And I was trying my best. I want to slow it down at the point where the shots are actually fired. The best point is to start where he's taking the selfie. I mean, you want to talk about irony. The guy had to squeeze in a selfie and misses the most important moment of the video when the shots are actually fired. But okay. And I'd like to slow that down to half speed to start. Maybe can we slow it to half speed or a quarter speed even? Is that possible for us to do, guys, with audio? Okay, well, let me know because I'd like to be able to do this on air. If we don't do it this segment, that's fine. We can work it. But here's why. It's the closest camera that we have to Trump. And I listened to this at a quarter speed, at a half speed, to try to understand the shots that were fired. And what it sounds like to me is he fires the first cluster of 3 shots. And then there's the second rapid fire of, it sounds like, maybe 3 to 5 shots, but at this point it's rapid fire. Then there's a different report that comes from what sounds like an entirely different gun, which I assumed at the time was Secret Service. And then there's nothing for a couple seconds. And then there's another report that sounds like the first gun that was fired, and then that was the last shot that was fired. Problem is, none of that adds up with the official timeline. None of it. Because they're claiming that it took 26 seconds from the first shot fired from the shooter for Secret Service to shoot him 26 seconds later. Now, again, all of this stuff is muddied because we don't get official press conferences. We don't get official press releases. There's little drips over here, little drips over here, little statements over here. So really, all of this is almost unofficial, except for whatever they decide to drip out to the media. I mean, I'm just sitting here right now and looking at the two developments and saying, you had people in the second story of the building, it would seem you didn't. Or what were they doing? You claim that the shooter wasn't taken out till 26 seconds after he fired his first shots, except we have the footage with the audio that would say differently. And I'm not a two-shooter guy. I don't believe there were two shooters. If there were, well, I've explained it yesterday. I don't want to be redundant, and I'll get into it. I'll get into that with my guest coming up in the second hour, who does believe there were two shooters. So I've already done my coverage and why I don't believe there were two shooters. But unless Secret Service's snipers had complete suppressors and their guns made no noise at all, then this timeline doesn't add up. And there is a sound from a different weapon that wasn't the shooter's. So that's why I'm asking the crew to get that video and then play it at a slower speed with the audio so that you can hear what I'm talking about for yourself. So let me know if and when we can do that, guys. If we need an extra segment to kind of fix that in the break, that's fine. In the meantime, and this is kind of not my expertise, and I really don't even get this other than reading people's stories about it. Investment firm that allegedly put options on 12 million Trump stocks day before assassination attempt. DJT stock sees 800% volume spike, record shorts day before assassination attempt. They blame a filing error. Rothschild, BlackRock, Vanguard, Meta, George Bush, and Cheney family among top investors. That's the Gateway Pundit headline. And so there's all kinds of stuff about this. Look, stock market stuff is not my expertise. I'm not claiming to be the expert. I'm not even claiming to fully understand this except to read what other people are saying. The company is claiming that the options were actually made in June. They just don't get reported till 2 weeks later. So maybe there's something there. Maybe there's not. It might be worth mentioning that we had a caller who was an eyewitness that said this rally was made public. Guys, do you remember? I think they said it was made public on the 2nd, July 2nd. But I think it was virtually 2 weeks ahead. It was 2 weeks to 10 days ahead that the rally was made public. They're reporting that according to cell phone data, the shooter was casing the grounds on July 7th. July 7th. So this goes into a whole new territory of what did somebody else know? When did they know it? How they knew it is obvious. I mean, there's probably seven at least different ways that the federal government can track and trace what you do and monitor everything you're doing. Read your messages, whatever. So we know how they could have done it, but the question is, what potentially did people know and when did they know it about the shooter planning to go to the rally to try to kill Donald Trump? But they're saying that they pinged his cell phone to the location that he was casing grounds on July 7th. He went to the shooting range the weekend before, or the same weekend, so it was the Friday before, and he went and purchased ammunition and purchased a ladder that morning. Then there's the whole argument with the explosives and the hazardous materials that were being delivered to his house. When did those start getting delivered? When will we get any answers on that situation? Maybe never. There's another report, and again, I'm not as much of an expert on camera techniques, but obviously I know some people being in media that are experts on camera techniques, and I was looking at this saying, you know what, I'm probably not even going to touch that, kind of like the stocks thing. Like, I'm just going to look at the stuff on the ground and the information I can get, but I was told by multiple people that are into photography that, no, this is actually strange. Now, this is from the Patriot Voice, and I think he's the first person that was reporting this. It's very unusual for a photographer to use one 1,000 shutter speed at 30 FPS in broad daylight, unless you are intentionally trying to clearly capture something happening very fast. Now, this is the image of the bullet, or one of the bullets that was fired that missed Trump, is my guess. So people are insinuating that somehow this photographer might have known something because he was shooting at that rate. Now, again, I wasn't even going to cover this because I just don't know if that's really suspicious. And I mean, what, you know, why would a cameraman have anything to do with this? But people also found it odd that the same cameraman is the one that shot the iconic photo of George Bush on September 11th. So what are the odds of all of that? I'm not going to lean into any of those angles, but I figured I would at least bring them to you. Now, Kim Cheadle was confronted. She was at the RNC. Why is she even at the RNC? Maybe it's because she's trying to save face and she wants to be there to protect Trump personally. I don't know why she isn't involved in major investigations or why she isn't being questioned right now in an investigation herself, but she's at the RNC. She was confronted multiple times. We'll have those clips coming up for you as well. Mike Johnson calls for Kimberly Cheadle's resignation. Oh, really? He did that yesterday. Wow. So 5 days later, and you know, they're gonna start launching investigations and hearings on the 23rd. The DHS is stonewalling, but that'll be good. They've got 10 days to cover their tracks, if you will. 10 days to get their story straight, if you will. Now, they also had a phone call that was open to congressmen and women. They answered four questions on this phone call, did Secret Service. Here's Marsha Blackburn, who was on the phone call. They wouldn't let her ask a question. She said, "I just got off a briefing with the Secret Service and FBI. I'm appalled to learn that the Secret Service knew about the threat prior to President Trump walking on the stage." Exactly. He shouldn't even have been on the stage. Why did they let him go on the stage? Putting new meaning to the word secret in Secret Service. "I have no confidence in the leadership of Director Cheadle and believe it is in the best interest of our nation if she steps down from her position." Why wouldn't she have already stepped down herself? Why wouldn't she have voluntarily stepped down in this situation? And I guess we know why she hasn't been fired, because she was a diversity hire. She's a woman, and she's friends with Jill Biden. But here's a brief confrontation from Kim Cheadle. We'll play the longer confrontation and then get into the audio on the other side. But here's that in clip 17 as we go to break.
"This is exactly what you were doing today.
This
on the call.
Was an assassination attempt. You owe the people answers. You owe President Trump answers."
And now she's running away.
Left across this plaza.
We've got the full confrontation.
Let's go to Nurse Keith in Oregon. You're on the air. Welcome and thanks for holding.
About an hour ago, you were kind of explaining to people about how the micronutrients and stuff that are available in different foods actually had an effect on...
Let's be clear. There isn't long-term billion-year evolution. There's jumps, how you build a car, cars have evolved, or electricity or computers have changed. There is innovation, and humans do get ancestral memories from their ancestors. That's called instincts. Yes.
Not trying to brag, but I'm a board certified wound care associate, which is not an easy certification to get. It takes years. And it encompasses, you know, cardiology, endocrine, pulmonary, you name it. You've got to be good at all kinds of stuff. And let's face it, a lot of my doctors, they don't know anything about this stuff. It's my job as a nurse to figure it out. And
the average medical doctor gets 2 hours of college education on nutrition.
So one of the things that I do is I'm looking for results, and by using very good nutraceuticals and supplements and things like that, I can fix a problem. Give you just a real quick example. Let's say you have a really bad wound on your leg and you have diabetes and poor circulation. Well, I can order you a bottle of Nitric Boost, a bottle of Vasobeat, and get your ass up on a treadmill a little bit. But these things work better than any of the medications that we give. So I've got about 35,000 points because I give these things away as gifts.
Hold on. This is important. Patients. This is important. Absolutely. Just iodine alone, it's essential. It means you die without it. They don't tell you. Most people are deficient. 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities, the UN admits. That's what these concentrated plants and other compounds do. So you're saying you're taking care of people with wounds, one of the biggest medical industries out there, super tough job. You're seeing with nutrition, and also they need to not be sedentary, obviously. You're seeing massive effects, because I've actually read about this. I'm not an expert like you, but that there's massive problems. Because the doctors don't even say exercise or get out of the bed or take supplements that are good for your skin. And it's so simple. I mean, my wife takes supplements to have good hair and good nails, and it really works for her. I mean, this stuff works. It's the compounds. Tell people about some of the things you've witnessed.
Alex, I would not have 35,000 Patriot points if this stuff didn't work. I'm not into buying BS, and I don't push BS. When I've got a complex wound and I see something that you guys sell that I know perfectly fits, I love vitamin C and zinc. It's simple stuff, but the difference is the things that you guys sell versus what I buy at Walmart, they're not even in the same game. The stuff that you guys sell is legit.
We can sell the stuff Walmart sells, synthetic stuff, and the bottle costs more than what they're selling. With us, these products, some of these products are costing us $30 a bottle, like DNA Force, okay? I mean, so there's cost because it is the highest rated.
If you're taking a nitrate, like you were talking about the Nitric Boost, well, that is going to vasodilate. So when you're vasodilated, yeah, you're going to be pitching a proper 10. The Vasobeat does the exact same thing. But it also helps if I've got a person who's got really poor perfusion, and I just want to get their blood flow going so that I can keep this wound from going septic and actually get some granulation going. Or I could throw all the medications at it. Not going to do a damn thing. The doctors see the patient for 10 minutes, write a prescription, and say, okay, come back in 45 days. And it's my job to actually go figure it out. And so I use a lot of the stuff that you guys have.
Thank you so much, and God bless you, Nurse Keith. We'll talk to you soon. Get his name and number.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
We're going to work on doing the sound analysis. The crew is working on getting the speed right. And they're like, look, it's a little clunky. I said, I know it's a little clunky, but when I break it down, it'll make sense. So we're working on making that as least clunky as possible, let's say. In the meantime, here's Kim Cheadle being confronted at the RNC in clip 18.
I have called for your resignation and I have called for your resignation. About the death threat to President Trump and allowing him to go on stage in Pennsylvania at a time when he'd already been alerted that there was somebody Plymouth Spotter, all these situations already identified an hour before, and you let him go on stage without the knowledge of him, the team on the ground, and you put him within less than an inch of his life. So resignation for full explanation to us right now.
We are trying to get our questions in, and he never was running the bomb. It's not a jam. The director...
We will prove you.
Nearly killed. You mean an hour out, you have a suspicious person, and at 5:51, according to the timeline of your deputy, you've identified a potential threat. And then at 5:53, you told, or someone told, that the sniper, that he was there, but can you give us an explanation? Why would anyone allow the president to go on stage when you know that you've got a potential threat and you've got snipers that are trying to honor?
Why? I don't think that this is a
question. Well, you hung up on. We're here. You cut out the meeting first.
Well,
we can find a place to go right now.
Yes.
Go.
She's starting to get out of it. These are all Republican representatives.
Yeah, we'll leave you then.
Now she tries to run away.
No, we're going with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Afghanistan
veteran Scott. Oh, my goodness,
huh? It's nice to see, finally, a sense of urgency, isn't it? Isn't it nice to see, finally, a sense of urgency here? It took Trump taking a bullet and people dying at a rally for them to get it, but here it is.
I'm telling you, you answer to us. This is exactly what you were doing today. This was an assassination
attempt.
You owe
President Trump answers. Go.
The president should have just been a protection for crying out loud.
Then I guess that's Secret Service that blocks her. So there you go. Finally, a sense of urgency. Kim Cheadle runs from Republican members of Congress. Now, this is aftermath. Marsha Blackburn just responding to that. She was the lady talking in the video, clip 19.
I'm John Barrasso, chairman of the Senate Republican Conference. And Senator Blackburn and I just went face-to-face with the director of the Secret Service asking for specific answers about what happened with President Trump in Pennsylvania and how that shooter was able to get off a clear shot when the FBI and the Secret Service knew that there was a suspicious person an hour in advance of when the shooting occurred.
And they identified a potential threat at 5:51. She would not answer our questions. She wanted to say it was not the time or place. This is after we've been through a conference call today where the question queue got cut off. But I've got a message for her. She can run, but she cannot hide because the American people want to know how an assassination attempt was carried out on former President Donald Trump.
So
look, I'm happy that there's more a sense of urgency after this than we've probably seen from Republicans in modern history, certainly dealing with any of these issues. But let's just not do this for the cameras. I know that they're supposed to be hearing on July 23rd. DHS is stonewalling. They've subpoenaed Kim Cheadle. But, I mean, every day, if you want to just get through the RNC, fine. That's still weak and pathetic in my eyes, but fine. Forgivable. Forgivable. If they're not pounding the pavement on this deal starting Monday next week, I mean, I'm talking massive press conferences. I'm talking demands in unison of Kim Cheadle to resign, be fired, come in front of a committee. I mean, I want subpoenas flying left and right. There needs to be a sense of urgency here. And you got yourself a little break because of the RNC. And that's nice you're doing this and recording it. That's good. But we want results here. We want results. But again, isn't it amazing, though? This is what I'm saying. It's like watching everything now, it feels like everything's InfoWars. People confronting the left at the RNC, confronting their journalists, confronting the Secret Service agent peacefully, politically, as journalists. Nobody believing the official narrative from this shooting. Everybody questioning it, looking for the other answers, looking for the truth outside of the official story. Crazy to witness this. Now, when we come back, we're going to analyze the audio. And again, I do this because they release their official time. It doesn't add up. So I'll show you the video with the audio so you can hear for yourself the shots fired, the different weapons, and you tell me if it adds up. So we got that coming up. All right. Before we do that, before we go to this break, folks, remember to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Save InfoWars sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Top-selling products up to 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Some of my go-to products, including supplements I take every day, like DNA Force Plus, are on sale right now, part of this special. Vitamin Mineral Fusion on sale right now, part of this special. Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra on sale right now, part of this special. So we hope you'll take advantage of the Save InfoWars Mega Sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a great product. You're not just supporting the transmission, you're supporting yourself. You're supporting your own health, your own longevity when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, when you look at the world where there's inflationary pressures and political chaos and geopolitical conflict and unsustainable debt and wars and rumors of wars and all this stuff.
We had a talk this week and you said, I'll do it because at the end of the day, we've got to warn people. But I get it. I'm the same. I'm a man. And a man doesn't talk about other people and how bad they are. He shows how good he is. But sometimes a man has got to also point out, like, they create nautical charts of there's a reef here, there's a sunken ship here. We've got to create charts for people so they know where the hazards are.
You want to protect people, and that's what.
Well, yeah, we don't go looking to whistleblow. We don't go looking, but when clear and present crime is being committed, we will become accomplices if we don't expose it.
You know, part of why we exist as a firm is to protect people from the imbalances that the government is causing because of inflation and higher interest rates. You know, we want to get people in the right place at the right time. Just because gold and silver are great investments right now doesn't mean that all gold and silver are good investments. There's rare coins and semi-rare coins that people overpay for. And I got to looking, and when you look at the CFTC, There's
no, but you called it on the show 2 months ago. You said they're about to bust these groups, but you're like, I don't be a troublemaker. Just wait for it, Alex. And then it's happened now. So
the CFTC and 30 states. So the regulators in 30 states are charging a Los Angeles precious metals dealer an ongoing $185 million fraud. What is the fraud? What are they doing? They're targeting the elderly. with overpriced stuff, right? So over 300% over spot price. It's like, what in the world? Triple spot price? Are you joking? This is very common in the industry that people will kind of fall for a song and dance, fancy story. Ooh, let's get this rare coin. Let's get this historical coin because it's non-confiscatable and it's dealer non-reportable and you don't have to report it on taxes, wink, wink, right? And this is where these are all lies. Ultimately, if the government wanted to confiscate something, they will confiscate it. It doesn't matter what it is, right? Now, number two, you always have to report your taxes. Always. If you don't, you're going to be jailbait. You'll go into some kind of IRS tax court, right? So gold and silver are an investment like any other investment in the sense of there's no escaping some of those things. But what's great about it is that they are private, right? That they are in the right place at the right time because of where we are globally and the imbalances in the markets with rising interest rates, rising inflation. Gold and silver just do really, really well right now.
People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. KerkElliottPreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer. You know you're getting wholesale price of silver and gold from a reputable, top-rated company that funds the InfoWar and isn't a wimp. You need to get gold and silver, but you need to get it from a good source. Go to KEPM.com/gold.
Viene una tormenta!
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, folks, I want to be clear about something. I want you to just be fully informed on this issue. And I believe there's a major cover-up on. I think that we're obviously not getting the truth from the officials. I don't know how deep this goes. I don't know if it's just criminal negligence or if somebody tried to get Trump killed that day, aside from just the shooter. We'll just leave it at that basis. But the reason why I'm introducing this, and look, I don't believe in a second shooter. I believe I disproved the second shooter. The last two days, but I'm bringing on somebody in the next hour that does believe there's a second shooter because I'm not getting anything from the FBI and the Secret Service. So I'll listen to someone else's opinion. I'll look at his analysis and we'll go from there. But I want to be clear before you get caught up in something. And the crew is bringing this to me. They just found this. And we're just kind of looking at it in the break and realizing what's going on. There's a new video going viral that's claiming to show Trump's ear getting shot off. Folks, this is edited deceptively. Do not fall for this. Because, see, that's the problem. There's a bunch of people that are just playing with you out there. And look, I'm not even saying it's some Fed thing. I mean, maybe there's Feds. It's probably just lone actors that just like to play with people's minds on the internet and try to put out a deceptive video to get a bunch of clicks. So if you see this video that's claiming to be Trump's ear getting shot off, it's a mirror image of of the original video. It's a mirror image. It's not his right ear. That's why you can see the flag and all the text is different. And it's just amazing to me, and I guess it's just a sign of the times, but it's amazing to me. It took us 30 seconds to see this because they were like, hey, there's this video going viral claiming that it's Trump's ear getting shot off. Have you seen it? I said, no, pull it up on my screen. They said, okay. And we looked at it 30 seconds. We said, oh, it's just a mirror image trying to make you think that that's Trump's right ear. It's his left ear. And they just mirror image it and zoom in. And I'm looking at the comments. They're saying, oh, my gosh, like, oh, this is crazy. Oh, never, people actually believing it. So, I just want you to be informed. I don't want you to be fooled. And so if you see, this video is going to get millions of views, and people are going to think that it's actually Trump's ear getting shot. It's not. Somebody's tricking you. They mirrored the video and zoomed in, and it's basically deceptive. I mean, that's the cheap fake. I'm going to talk about a cheap fake. So no, there is no video, or at least that's not a video of Trump's ear getting shot. That's his left ear, not his right ear. Now, I'm going to play this. If it's a little clunky, I apologize, but we're playing it at half speed because it's easier to analyze the audio. And we may just replay this a couple times and try to do the count for you, because I believe it's important. Because look, we're getting one story from Secret Service, but then we've got actual evidence. So thank God for citizen journalists. Thank God for X. Thank God for people putting all of this out here so that we can actually analyze stuff for our own selves. If we didn't have all this video, if we didn't have all these eyewitnesses' accounts, we'd be getting nothing. So this is a video, probably the closest video to Donald Trump that I've seen when the shooting happened. And you know, there's a great irony in this video. Talk about the selfie generation. The guy turns to take a selfie at the most important part. When Trump is actually getting shot, he turns the camera to take a selfie. But, you would have been able to see his ear if he would have stayed on Trump. So that's just some irony. Do you think he regrets that? But the sound is what's important, because I can take this sound and I can say, okay, well, this is what is recorded, and then this is what they're telling us happened. So I'm sorry if this is a little clunky, but I think this sound analysis is important. So this is at half speed, just so we can listen to the sounds right next to Trump. Obviously, the gunfire, you can hear it. Guys, go ahead.
Shorts a couple of months old, and if you want to really see something that's said, take a look at what happened.
One, two, three. One, two, three, four, five, six. And then a different sound.
Down. Stay down. Stay down. Get down. Get down. Get down. Hey, get down. Get down.
Get down. And one more shot. So now let's play it in real time. Now that you've heard it in slow motion, you can hear the first three clusters all sound the same. And then it sounds like rapid fire for maybe four or five or six shots after that. It's kind of hard. I don't want to sit here and play it over and over again to try to count. I did it earlier. I'm thinking it's at least four, at most six. But it's all the same sound. You can tell it's all the same sound. Sounds the exact same weapon fired. Then there's a second sound that it could be some other sound. It could be some other crashing. It might not even be a gun. It could be anything. But it does sound like it could be a gun. It's a totally different sound. And then there's the final shot that sounds exactly like the first seven shots. But either way, it doesn't add up with the timing, because they're saying 26 seconds. So, guys, can we have it in real time now? Get. Okay. So. All right, I don't want to spend all this time listening to slow motion sound. You're going to go crazy. But I'm just telling you, I've done it earlier. That's what you just heard. So let's listen to it in real time. Go ahead.
My guys, take a look at that chart. Take a look at the arrow on the bottom. See the big red arrow, right? So that's when I left office. That was the lowest point, and that comes right from the government services, comes right out of Border Patrol. Take a look at that. So that arrow is the lowest amount of illegal immigration ever in recorded history into our country. And then the worst president in the history of our country took over. And look what happened to our country. Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
Down. Stay down. Stay down.
Get down. Get down. Get down. Hey, get down. Get down. Get down. Get down.
So you just heard it. And by the way, that's not 26 seconds between the first shot and the last shot. That's 14.
They said it was 26 seconds from the shooter's first shot to Secret Service taking him down. That's not 26 seconds in between the first and the last shot. That's 14. So why? Where's the time discrepancy here? And again, I don't know what the other sound was, but you can clearly tell in the video that there's the first round of shots that all sound like they're coming from the same exact weapon. Then there's a second sound, which originally I assumed was Secret Service firing back because it sounds like a gunshot going the opposite way, a different sound. But then, okay, well, then what's the last shot? Okay, well, is the last shot Secret Service? And then I guess that other noise is just some other ambient sound. And I guess Secret Service's gun and this guy's gun sound the exact same? I mean, that's what I'm left to believe. That's all we have to go after. But it wasn't 26 seconds. That was 14 seconds. So where does 26 seconds come from? When are they going to change that narrative? Where did they get 26 seconds in between the first shot and the last shot? Because I counted 14. And we have all the video. And I counted it out with other videos as well. It's 14 seconds. Now, even if it was 26 seconds, let's say it was 26 seconds, and let's say that the Secret Service sniper's weapon is completely silent. Just looking at all the potentials here. Let's just say that it's a totally silent gun he fires. Nobody heard the shot. Well, then why did the shooter stop shooting? The gun that they show us has a magazine that is definitely more than 8 shots. We know he purchased at least 50 rounds of ammo. So what am I supposed to believe? He just put 8 rounds in and then stopped shooting? Did his gun jam? We don't know. We don't get press conferences. We don't get answers. So all we can do is take the evidence we have and analyze it. Now, my guest that I have coming up, I understand that this is not, I'm not bringing this guy to have some sort of a debate. I'm simply saying I've reached my conclusion. I've shown all the evidence with the video and the audio of why I've reached my conclusion of one shot. I've explained why I don't think the water tower shooter is possible, but John Cullen, he's done his own analysis, he's done his own research, he believes there was somebody on the water tower. So I'll have an open mind and I'll listen to his opinion, because we're not getting anything from our government on this.
Survival Shield X3 is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering this product. Frankly, not even considering it, just getting it at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we know that nascent iodine supports thyroid health. Now, our thyroid is responsible for several things associated with our health, namely detoxifying, purifying the body, and eliminating the chemicals that we're exposed to, whether they're chemicals in our air, or chemicals in our water, or chemicals in our food. Nascent iodine is key in giving our body and our thyroid the strength and power that it needs to detoxify these terrible chemicals from the way that we are exposed to them in the environment. Now, not only is this nascent iodine incredible for our thyroids, but X3 is specifically designed to be as effective as possible, because Survival Shield X3 includes 3 different types of iodine for one specific reason: to ensure bioavailability. We know that different people have different genes. Some genes are more prone to being able to absorb nascent iodine than others. So we've included 3 different types of nascent iodine in Survival Shield X3 to ensure that your body is able to absorb and integrate at least one of them into your functioning so that you can be as efficient and healthy as possible. Now, it's not only important to buy Survival Shield X3 because it does things like support thyroid health, or because it does things like support detoxification or in the enhanced bioavailability, but also because by getting this product, Survival Shield X3, from InfoWarsStore.com, you are supporting InfoWars itself. We know that this is a critical time for our country. We know that we have one of the most important elections, if not the most important election of all time, coming up this November. And so by getting Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you supporting your health and your body's ability to detoxify itself and power its thyroid system, but you are supporting InfoWars and keeping InfoWars on the air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Survival Shield X3, support your thyroid health, detoxify your body, keep InfoWars on the air, and frankly, save humanity.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.